This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast, edition number 543, The Matrix, for Saturday, February 4th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. On this episode, I'm going to talk to you about some of the things that I found at CES, a couple more items, and think that you might find to be interesting. And I'm also going to be telling you about what I did this week with my oldest son that I thought was really, really cool. Kind of a teenage coming-of-age movie geek thing, so we'll get into that. But first, Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the TechPodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. Well, all our member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. We're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners come together. Please go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. All right, tonight our sponsor, once again, is Mozy Pro Online Backup. Simple, automatic, and secure backup. When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like buying good equipment, hiring good people, and of course, location, location, location. But there's one thing that is quite often overlooked, and that is protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. According to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more survive beyond a year. Businesses of all sizes and consumers use Mozy to back up everything from emails, contacts, important documents, family pictures, music. It's automatic. It works. Mozy Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for all organizations of all sizes. Jim, a real estate professional, chose Mozy Pro because it was the most cost-effective and most reliable backup service. Jim says, "We have complete peace of mind knowing that our data is backed up off-site. I can look my partners in the eyes and say, we'll never have an issue with lost data." Now, if you're not backing up your business data with Mozy Pro, here are a few reasons why you should consider using Mozy Pro for your business data backup solutions. Mozy Pro is easy to set up and use. It saves you time, and it costs up to 80% less than other solutions, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. Now, if your business is not backed up with Mozy Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends over at Mozy Pro a call. They've been doing this for a long time, and they run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit mozypro.com. That's mozypro.com. All right. This week, I decided to introduce my oldest son. He's 12 years old, Zachary, to The Matrix. I thought, yeah, it's time for him to be able to see that. I don't have any problems him watching the whole thing. Didn't want to show my younger son. There's, you know, a little bit too much violence there for him, and a few other, you know, things that are not family friendly. So it started during the middle of the week. My wife had been sick for a while, so got sick this week, and I've been staying home watching her, taking care of the house, you know, the kids and all that. So in the evening, I decided, you know, I'm going to show my son The Matrix, just see how what would he think about that. And we started watching this, and I had to kind of explain a few things to him about how, you know, they're stuck in the machine and what the kind of the Matrix was. But he was glued to the screen, to the movie, to the story. And he was really into it. Now, of course, you know, all the action and the fighting and the dodging of the bullets and all that kind of stuff was really cool. And he really was into it. And after we got done with the first one, you know, the movie was over, and I looked over at him, and he's just, you know, jaw hanging open a little bit, still staring at the screen. And I thought, that's awesome. He was drawn into this. He's going to be is sucked into the geek culture. You know, this is just it is a geek movie in a way, very much a geek movie. And I told him, you know, there's another movie, right? And he's like, turns to me, really? Can we watch it? I said, nah, not right now. You know, you gotta go to bed and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we'll watch the next one tomorrow. And then as he's going to bed, I said, actually, there are two more movies. Oh, really? I said, yeah. So, you know, we'll watch the movies over the next couple days. And he was really excited. And he would ask, you know, questions about The Matrix, you know, who made it, how did it get made, what happened, what's Zion and all that, and the hovercraft and all this, how do they jack in and all that. And it was just kind of cool answering those questions, watching him just absorb all this information. And then the next day, you know, we watched movie number two, Matrix Reloaded. And he was, again, glued to the screen, just watching this and absorbing the story and getting involved. It was really kind of neat to see, because I mean, he's always been a good movie viewer, where he really gets into and watches the movies. He can sit still. He can, and he's always been able to sit still and watch a movie. He's very, like me, very visual. So he loves that. And again, he got into the story. What's this? What's that? How come this? He wanted to know, you know, why all these things happened and what they mean and things like that. You know, who's the Oracle? Who's the Merovingian? And, you know, why is Agent Smith doing this and everything? Kind of told him, you know, how Agent Smith is like a virus program. And it just keeps taking over things and doing things. Right, more of a worm, I guess. And then, you know, obviously the third one, with what was going on and what Zion, he's getting a little bit more about what is Zion and where is it at and what happened and what not. And, you know, telling the story of the fight about the humans and the machines and all that. But again, after the third one, mouth still open a little bit, just still absorbing, even after the movie, still absorbing everything that happened and knowing that I'm kind of giving rise to a geek here. That, you know, I'm bringing him in a little bit more, giving him more information about what it is that geeks love and do and, you know, and all that. And it was just kind of cool watching him be able to do that, be able to enjoy that series and see what happens there. Because we've seen Tron together. Actually, we've seen Tron Legends. I don't think he's seen the first one. I don't recall. I don't think he's seen the first one. We'll have to see that, because that was one of the first ones that I ever saw. First real geek movies besides War Games. So I don't think I've had him watch War Games. I'll have to do that. See if I can find that on Netflix, on the Roku or something. So, but anyway, let's get on with what we're going to talk about today on this episode of Totally Cool Tech. We have G-Form. It's an impact protection. You may have seen this. They did a drop test from about 100,000 plus feet with an iPad in a G-Form protective sleeve. We're going to talk about Ion Road. It's a smart driving app, smart driving assistant for your smartphone. We also have Z-Smart Bluetooth powered cord, and you're going to want to find out about that. That was actually pretty interesting. I think this is probably one of the better finds that I had at CES, because they're a little shop. You know, they didn't have these big banners, these big expensive booths and all that kind of stuff. You know, they didn't have any marketing representation there. They're doing this all themselves, and I think this is probably one of the better finds that I came across out at CES. I liked it. And also Point. It's a search and review smartphone app, and that was actually pretty cool. I think this is actually a pretty good one. I like this. You're going to have to check this one out, but let's talk about that. So first up, let's talk about G-Form, and that was a pretty cool system, and I call it a system because it's not it's not a device. It's not a, I don't know, a series of stuff. It's a system. It's impact protection, unlike any other I've seen before. You know, we've all seen impact resistant cases or portfolios, attaché cases, or, you know, for whatever, it doesn't matter. Any kind of product you have, any kind of a type of gadget or whatever, or tools or whatever that needed to be in a sensitive, crush-proof case has always been in something big, bulky, and has a lot of padding around it. And that all that padding, what it's designed to do, the purpose of, you know, really, those really thick paddings around, anything like an instrument case, is to reduce the shock to that device, either by the device in the case falling or something falling on the case. What this company did, G-Form, is they came up with a system that doesn't just absorb the impact, it deflects it, but it doesn't use a lot of padding. G-Form has this innovative and groundbreaking RPT, athletic and consumer electronic product absorption system, for 90%, it takes 90% of the energy from a high-speed impact and deflects it. It spreads it out amongst itself. Normally, you know, if you have a point of impact, that's where all the force has to be absorbed, is at that point of impact. What G-Form does is it molecularly changes when it gets hit, to where it toughens up and actually spreads out that impact. And that is the key. Now, if you were to, I guess you can figure it out by, if you take your finger and point it at your palm, have an open palm in one hand, take your pointer finger of the other hand, and you poke it at it, poke your finger at your palm. You know, it's a point load. There's the impact right there. You'd have to have some serious padding on your palm to keep it from, you know, hurting yourself. Well, what that G-Form does is they put, you know, this pad across your whole hand. It would be a pad across your whole hand. That's actually pretty thick. It's going to be pretty thin, about a quarter of an inch or so, maybe a little less. And if you were to poke at it, what would actually happen? It would be like hitting a hard shell all of a sudden. That whole system, which is actually quite flexible, to where if you were to slowly push through, you could actually put a point load on your palm with your finger. But if you hit it hard, poked it hard, it would take and it would, that whole system would just like lock up and solidify temporarily enough to where it takes and it makes that whole pad like a single piece of material that would take and spread that impact out amongst your whole hand. And then apply that pressure. So the pressure is evenly distributed all over. That's what makes it so cool. It takes this nice, soft thing and makes it super hard for just that moment of impact. Now, you may think, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. You can't do that. Well, I'll tell you what. The company did a video where they dropped an iPad in one of these cases from 100,000 foot. How did they do it? They went and got a weather balloon, had this whole system rigged up to it where they had to, I think he used a Go camera, Go video camera, and a bar, and they strapped an accelerometer and all that kind of stuff to the iPad, and the Go video camera was all kind of, you know, rigged together. And then it went up in over 100,000 feet. They had the balloon designed to blow up, which is what it does. That's what a weather balloon does. It blows up. That way it drops the instruments back, and that's how the scientists get their weather instruments. Well, in this case, the camera came back or excuse me, the camera with the iPad came back, and it landed. It was quite a distance away. I want to say it was about 17 miles away. They had to use a helicopter to go get it. You can watch the video over at gform.com. And the iPad survived. And if, you know, there's a few people that go, oh, I don't think this video's real. Too many cuts. Well, you know, the thing would have taken like 2 hours, maybe an hour or so, maybe to get up to 100,000 feet and probably another 15, 20 minutes to come down. Anyway, when I was at CES, what stopped me was their demonstration. They took a G-Pad iPad case. They put a bag of M&Ms in it in the center, put this thing in this giant tube, and he took like an 8 to 12 pound bowling ball, and they dropped it right on the case, right where the M&Ms were. He pulls out the M&Ms. The M&Ms had actually popped out of the package, not because the package got exploded and everything got ripped up or, you know, crushed, because the impact popped the bag. You know, there's a little bit of air in there. So what happened is it popped. You know, the air escaped, and so it popped, and an M&M popped out. And I thought, well, that's the one that survived. But then he opened up the rest of the bag and poured out all the M&Ms. They all survived. Nothing crushed. There was no flakes of candy shell or anything. Really super cool. And I thought, okay, that's pretty impressive. I can see that. But I'm wondering, you know, what's it going to do to your iPad? You know, show me doing something with your iPad. And someone called the guy on it, and he goes, okay. So he takes his own iPad, puts it in the case, puts the case in that tube, takes the bowling ball, drops it. And he had the screen face up. And I thought, for sure, that's it. Nothing's going to survive that. He pulls it out, and sure enough, there's the case. You know, as he opens it up, the iPad, no problem. Turn it back on. It ran, operated fine, no cracks in the screen. It was awesome. Now, not only do they do this for iPads or whatever, they also do it as body armor for, you know, professional skateboarders, things like that. They have elbow pads and knee pads. And, you know, they're going to be able to come out with other things as well. But you gotta see this for yourself, because it is totally slick. Now, they do look futuristic. The nice thing about these pads, though, they're very flexible. That's the key. They're very flexible, but they take an impact. They get hard. They stiffen up. So they absorb, like I said, 90% of the energy from a high-speed impact. Now, a low-speed impact, now, if you were to just, like I said, take, say you put that bowling ball, just put the pad down, the bowling ball, just set it on top, and then you were to, like, put your weight on top of that, it would crush. It would crush the product you had in your iPad, obviously, because it doesn't react to a slow impact, only a high-speed impact. And if you're wearing one of these, you know, elbow pad or knee pad or something like that, and you ditch it off of your mountain bike or your skateboard or whatever it is, it's going to be a high-speed impact. It will absorb that impact. That is so cool. Check out this technology. Go to their website. I will have some pictures and things like that. I think I got some good pictures for that one. But it was totally slick. I loved it. So go check that out. We'll get some pricing for you. Put that on the show notes as well. The next thing that I want to talk about, and I thought this was really cool, it's Ion Road. It's a smartphone, smart driver system. It's like a virtual reality driving assistant. So what it does is it uses your GPS to give you driving data, you know, your speed and all that kind of stuff, you know, where you're at. But it also gives you safety data, visual safety data. It's almost like a visual radar. And it takes and calculates Your current speed using, you know, the sensors and the driving or the sat nav and all that. But what it does is it uses the camera as well to figure out, are you in your lane properly? Are you too close to the vehicle ahead of you? Is there a danger coming up? That is really nice. And it'll warn you if, you know, you're starting to swerve out of your lane, or if you're getting too close to the vehicle ahead of you. That is so cool. Now, they got the Innovations Award honor this year at CES 2012. They got winner of Best Startup at the Mobile Summit in 2011. They've been covered by a number of media out there. And this was actually a really good system. They showed us the system working. And the way they did it is they had a video of a highway going on, like a dash cam video. But that's it. It was just regular dash cam video. They took the camera, they set it on a mount to where it kind of fooled the camera or the smartphone by thinking that it is actually seeing what was out there, because the guy would take it and he'd, you know, pick it up and he'd operate it, whatever, put it back in its mount, and then the camera would, you know, and the program would quickly realize, okay, we're driving, there's the vehicle ahead of me, and you can see the test video driver would get a little bit close to the vehicle in front of him, and all of a sudden, you know, the warnings would start to go off, things like that. It would start to veer out of its lane. You know, you get some audio and visual warnings. Really, really cool. And it's also a GPS. So, you know, you can get, the directions that you want. It'll do music. It'll do some videos for you, I guess, which I think in, at least in California, I know you're not allowed to watch videos or photos or things like that. So that might be an option that, you know, if you're in California, you got to turn that off. Maybe the GPS will know and be able to disable that. You can also use your phone and everything. So it'll be like a touch phone. Or excuse me, hands-free phone system, which is really nice. And, this is, right now, it's beta, it's free. I would highly recommend picking this up. Now, it is for Android. You cannot get this on the iPhone. And where was, I know there was, I can't find it right now. You'll have to go to the Android store, and they actually have which phones it works with, because I was going to download this and put it on my Droid X. Will not work with the Droid X right now. Does not work with the Droid X. Probably because my Droid X is, year and a half old? Oh, well. But I'm going to test it out, see if I can test it out with my wife's Samsung phone, and I think she has the Fascinate, and I'm gonna use our dash mount for the phone and see if it works, and if it does, I will let you know. But I did see it work there at the show, and right now it's free, so you can't beat free right now. So go check that out. It's called Ion Road. I think you're gonna like that. It was really sweet, and I think they really have something here, and it was just really, really, really cool. All right, the next one I came up and found at CES. I was actually headed over one day to check out the guys over at TPN, and they're set up over there, over in the South Hall, upper section towards the back. And as I'm walking around, I found this company. It's called Z-Smart, and actually they were... they're actually called Z-Mote, but then I guess there's a another company that has Z-Mote. And so this this gentleman, the owner Arnold Getzky, decided, I'm not gonna battle this guy or whatever, cause problems or whatever. So I'm gonna change my name of my company, and he's going with Z-Smart. And I thought it was really cool. Now, what is this? You can turn things on and off using your phone. Things that are on a power strip of sorts. Z-Smart technology allows you to control electronic devices using Bluetooth wireless technologies, whether it's using your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever. Z-Smart technology works across all smartphone platforms. So it's platform agnostic, really. You can change your phone brand or plan and know that your, you know, your product's still going to work. It's not going to come obsolete with an app or anything like that. Or, you know, it doesn't work with a Droid X, but it works with this one. No, it doesn't. It, as long as you have Bluetooth, it will work. All products have manual buttons. And what this is, it's a power cord with a Bluetooth switch built into it, which is really, really cool. So, if you have something plugged into this power cord and say you don't have your phone with you, no problem. Turn it on or off manual. And with the unique innovation, unique innovative technology, controlling electronics is a lot simpler. You know, if you purchased an artificial Christmas tree, some of them are coming with a remote to be able to turn your lights on and off. Now they're doing that, you know, RF, most likely. Some are infrared, you know, you have line of sight. This is Bluetooth. It's not line of sight. It's not RF. You know, you got about 30 feet with nothing, obviously, in the way. And it works really, really simply. So, I mean, it's a short cord. It's about 4 feet long. And because one in every two people, you know, have a smartphone, this is going to work really, really well. I don't think it works with a regular phone with just Bluetooth, you know, a regular flip-type phone, the old-style flip phone. But you can plug in your smart cord, and you can turn this thing on and off with your Bluetooth. It's really super simple. It's just basically an extension cord with a Bluetooth switch built in and a manual switch. Now, you can turn, like, any light into a smart light. You can turn any appliance into a smart appliance. Just anything. It works, you know, on an iPhone 3G and beyond. It works on iPad, Android, Windows Mobile, BlackBerry. It's web-based for phones and PCs. It is super simple. You get the app if you want for your Bluetooth, you know, your device. And it'll go ahead and have a little power switch. And you can use Java. So it's a real simple app. It's nothing really complicated. Now, it uses their patent-pending BCM Bluetooth command module. The Z-Smart device receives receives a command and executes accordingly over the A2DP audio channel, just like, you know, playing your favorite song. Now, it's a nice, clean, simple push-button app that is installed onto your phone, and with the touch of that button, you know, the command is sent out and it turns this thing on and off. Really, really cool. And unlike products being developed for a specific phone or operating system, the Z-Smart technology works across all phone brands, like I said. No special Bluetooth command interface is required on an operating system, and a complex home network with multiple points of interface is not required for Z-Smart products, kind of like X10 or anything like that, where you have to have all the devices out there, and you have to have like a controller for that. Doesn't need that. Okay. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. You know, their products are, they interface, with your Bluetooth device, directly with your Bluetooth, phone. And it's unique because, well, it's unique. There's no other product or technology out there right now like it. So I thought it was really cool. You know, the one thing that the gentleman said was, you know, you can turn on and off your lights outside with this thing. So, now, say you have your Christmas lights outside and you want to be able to turn them on and off, you know, from inside. You can do that. Now, I don't know if I would do that personally, but, you know, maybe something inside the house or whatever. It could be a really, really simple thing that you want to be done. You can have it, you know, hook up to a whole power strip or something like that for a series of items or whatever. But, you know, it is a really cool device, and I believe... I know it wasn't going for much. Let me see. I know he has not released it yet, and they're going to be going for $40, and it's supposed to be available this February. So this month it should be available. It's a 3-foot cord, and it'll handle up to 1200 watts. So 120 volt, 10 amp, 1200 watt extension cord. So that is pretty awesome. And if you want to take a demo of it. Oh, and the outdoor cord is going to be $50, so, and that should be sometime this spring. Go ahead and check out their website, and it's over at zsmartcompany.com. And they also have another one coming out, which is going to be really cool, I thought, is the Z-Smart smart cord with dimming. So that'll be pretty sweet. Check it out. You can actually demo the items right there on the website. They got a little interactive system that you can use, and check that out. That is really cool. Like I said, this is one of the, I think, the better finds there. You know, this is the small independent team doing their thing, and Arnold Getzky over at Z-Smart Corporation. All right. Next up, this was a great little product that I came across. Well, it's not so much a product as it is a tool. It's a utility. It's called Poynt, P-O-Y-N-T. And it takes, you know, and combines a search engine with a deal finder and a review, I guess, company, you know, doing reviews. It takes and puts all these things together. So it's a local search and deal finder and reviews and all that, all put into one. And to me, I think this is kind of like the super tool for soccer moms. That's what this thing is going to be. Poynt is a convenient and time-saving GPS-enabled mobile local search and advertising platform that connects consumers to local offers, businesses, events, restaurants, movie theaters, gas prices, and we all need to know about that, weather information, you know, all at a moment's notice. And because people want to buy things, you want to do things, you're looking, you know, is this the best, you know, product, price. You know, you go up and you find something, you scan it, and is it anywhere else around me cheaper for this product? Then you might use that for price comparison shopping, just so you can, you know, determine whether you want to buy this thing or not. You maybe want to, you know, tell the sales clerk, hey, look, you know, I can go down the street, you know, 2 miles, you know, and your competitor and buy this. Here it is. It's shown right here. You know, you look it up on the website, whatever. I can get it cheaper. You might just be, you know, trying to find reviews on that item. Doesn't matter. I want to find movie tickets. You know, you can get deals for tickets. You can get deals on restaurants, things like that. What events are coming up? It is really, really cool. And it works on just about everything. You know, all the different smartphones it works on. It is been really doing pretty good. I mean, I had a little bit of a demonstration on it. Worked with it for a little bit, and I think it's going to be less intrusive, I think, or less annoying than Google, just doing a regular Google search and then trying to go to Maps and, you know, trying to go to your deal system or whatever. You know, you got all the, there's about 100 different deal systems going on right now. This kind of takes all that kind of stuff and reviews and puts it all into one. You know, it's really, really good one-point information center to me. And I, you know, I've had my wife checking this out, and she's been doing it for a few things. Came up with some good ideas, good reviews on restaurants, things like that. Hey, there's a deal over here. Well, we were going to have that tonight for dinner, but you know what? Yeah, we're a little busy, and we can save a couple more bucks over there. Let's go over there and have that. We haven't had that in a while. That's actually pretty cool. You know, it gives you suggestions, tells you about the things that are going on, gives you deals as well. You know, always want to save a buck. This is great. You need to check it out. And it's free. Why? Well, it's advertise driven. So yeah, you're going to see advertisements on there, but you know, that's kind of what you're looking for as well. That's why you're using this. You want to be able to find things, products and deals and things like that. Why not? Why not let the advertiser pay for the product? Product's always getting better. And they're out on more and more devices as the time goes. I think they've actually added some stuff back in January. Poynt now is expanding their features to the United Kingdom to include petrol services powered by whatsgas.com. So I guess that was pretty cool. I'm not there, so I don't know. And they've just been adding more and more stuff to their system, which is just phenomenal. So check that out. Call Poynt, P-O-Y-N-T. You can get it on an app for any of your smartphone devices, and it's just going to make life easier for you, especially for all those hardworking soccer moms. Let me tell you what, stay-at-home moms, I give you guys all the credit because my wife was sick this week for a couple days, still a little bit sick, but she's recovering today. I tried to take over for her, try to do her job and, take care of the kids, get the lunches done, clean the house, help out at the school, things like that. It's not as easy as you think. Now, if it's easier if you do it a lot and, you've developed a system. But something like this is really going to help, You can't help but use this. You want to find out, hey, where's the cheapest deal on this thing? I need this, I need that, I need the other. Can I find it all in one area? Or do I have to go halfway across town to find what I need? It's really going to help you out, especially if you're trying out a new product or thinking about trying out a new product. You can get reviews and things like that. It's awesome. So, well, all right, everybody, I tell you what, that is it for this week. And yeah, I'm going to have some more stuff coming up. I was going to share with you some audio from Bruce Barr, Mr. Gadget, the gentleman who loaned me his iSound for CES. But you know what? I'm going to put that out on a special podcast edition here. Going to be coming up this week, so be listening for that. He's got some good rebuttals to one of my arguments during CES. I thought was actually pretty cool. And he's got some opinions on what's a tablet. Is a tablet a PC or is it not a PC? Pretty good stuff from Bruce Barr coming up this week. You're going to love it. And yeah. So if you have any questions, comments, just email me, norbert@totallycooltech.com, or just the old trusty tctpodcast@gmail.com. I'm trying to switch on over to our own domain and everything like that. Get everything going through Totally Cool Tech. If you like the show, please recommend us to a friend. I love it. I know I've been getting a lot of recommendations out there, and we've had a nice little bump in our listenership, which is great. And please check out all the show notes, the links, all that contact info are going to be over at our website, www.totallycooltech.com. And if you know something, some cool tech that you want us to talk about, something you know about that's really super cool, something you think is super cool, we should be talking about on the show, send me an email, audio comment about it, whatever, norbert@totallycooltech.com or tctpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want, you can tell us all about it. Just go ahead and send that on in and as an audio comment, MP3 or whatever, doesn't matter. I can deal with whatever audio file you send me. Keep it clean. This is a, family-friendly, work-safe podcast. We want to keep it nice and clean. Or you can actually call the TCT Podcast listener line at area code 540-999-TECH. It is about a 3-minute limit, so you're going to have to watch that. You can also look for us on Twitter. We hit the Twitter there a little bit now and then. Not as much as I'd like. I got my day job. I got to do that. So I'm working on that, though. I have an idea. I'm working on that. So check us out on Twitter. We're also out on Google Plus. So check that out. Just look under Google Plus. Just look for Totally Cool Tech, and you should be able to find us there. All right, everybody. That's it. I will see you next time.